SBS Radio.
Dall-aħħar tkellimt ma' direttur tal-films Made in Malta u Love to Paradise Julian Gallia. Bħala Malti Awstraljan tat-tieni ġenerazzjoni dawn iż-żewġ films, Julian Gallia iddeċida li jiffilmjhom f'Malta u f'Għawdex. Għalhekk illum se nitkellem ma' Julian Gallia dwar it-trobbija tiegħu f'Sydney l-Awstralja f'familja Maltija, l-apprezzament tiegħu ta' Malta u kif jaħdem bħala direttur tal-films Budgets Żgħar. Billi Julian Gallia trabba l-Awstralja l-intervista saret bl-Ingliż.
I was born in Sydney with three brothers, and both my parents are from Malta. Dad's from Mosta, mum's from St. Julian's, where I got my name. And, you know, we grew up in a very Maltese house, I would say, you know, brodo, minestra, that type of thing every day, gino flan, you know, that's what I used to eat every day, and hot bizade for lunch. I had a lot of cousins always coming in and out of the house. It was, you know, it was a lot of fun growing up in my household. There was never short of action. You know, my dad had always, you know, spoken about Malta when, you know, we were growing up. You know, he'd refer to, you know, things, you know, didn't have it like, you know, we have it these days and blah, blah, blah. We didn't grow up with much. But he'd talk about Malta as well in a nice light and show us books and stuff, especially the history. Malta, my dad's got a lot of interest in history as well, so he just talk about history and so forth. And then, but I didn't actually go to Malta until I finished university when I was 21. I went with my dad, and he took me all over Malta. Yeah, Malta and Camino. We didn't get to Gozo. He took me all over Malta when I went and visited family that I'd never met before as well. And my grandmother was, Nana was living in Malta at the time. My grandparents, Nana and Nana, moved from Malta to Sydney. Then they moved back to Malta. Then they moved back to Sydney. Then they moved back to Malta over the course of, like, you know, 40 years. So, when I went back, well, my Nana had passed away, but Nana was still living there, so I spent time with them as well. But that was my first, you know, experience in Malta. And it was very interesting for me. One of the first things that I really identified with was, you know, I always thought, like, besides my family and my cousins and all the rest of it, that, you know, our culture is a little bit unusual compared to other people, you know. But when I got to Malta, like, everything kind of just made sense, you know. The penny dropped when I got there because everyone was the same. I definitely felt like I was in the right spot, you know, with regards to just the personality traits of my family. Compared to Australian culture, I think Australians are a bit more relaxed than we were, than we are, or my family is anyway. And I always, you know, thought as my father's being this real character, but when I got there, everyone else is a real character, you know. So I felt like, oh, okay, you know, this makes sense now, you know, or my family's craziness, I guess. But it was lovely, yeah. And I felt, what was quite interesting as well is that, even though I had never been to Malta, and I was 21 at the time, even though I had never been there, as soon as I got off the plane and I stepped foot in Malta, I really felt a connection to the country, which is very obviously weird because I've never been there. And although my parents are Maltese, I've never been there. But I really felt this connection to Malta, quite unexplainably, you know, but I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a vacation, you know. But then when I went to make, you know, my first movie, Love to Paradise in Malta, you know, obviously I looked at things in a completely different light than what I did when I was 21 and going there, you know, just on a vacation.
Your interest as a writer, director and producer, was it an interest from a young age?
This is a story. I had a long-winded story about how I got actually into filmmaking. I'd always had an interest in, well, I'd loved movies forever since I've been a kid. Like, I always watched a lot of movies. My parents also watch quite a lot of movies, and my dad has a pretty good knowledge about cinema as well, and music as well. I grew up a lot of, you know, old music and records and so forth. So sort of music and movies were part of sort of the way I grew up, I guess, and ingrained in me. I got into photography quite young. My first year of high school, I bought a 35 millimeter camera, and I had saved up for by mowing the lawns at the church. And I had this camera, and you know, I'd saved my money up to buy rolls of film, and I built a dark room in my parents' attic where I would experiment a lot and develop photos and play with light and you know, all these different type of things that I was playing around with and just experimenting, basically. My writing started very young as well, about the same time. I've been writing forever, and I'd started with short stories and poetry, which I had written. I've written hundreds and hundreds of poems, maybe 1,000, I think, like poems, really. So I've always written, and that developed from, but it was still a sense of storytelling. So then when I started studying screenwriting, I mean, it's a different medium completely, but it's still a method of storytelling. So my writing has basically evolved from, you know, short form stories, I guess. And also lyrics. I've written a lot of song lyrics as well, which I've recorded some for my short films before. But yeah, that developed into screenwriting, and then I studied screenwriting at film school.
Small budget films obviously require careful attention not to blow the budget. Does this sort of stop you from being a little bit adventurous, limiting the storyline?
Look, the more money you have, the easier it is, definitely. And the more money you have, it's easy to throw money at problems as well. When you're working with smaller budgets, you definitely need to be creative on a production level about how you're going to shoot things. Like, for example, our shooting schedule was very compact. Like on a normal film, I'd shoot like 18 days. You know, this film, like Love to Paradise, I shot in 12 days, and Made in Malta, I shot in 8 days, which is extremely short on a feature-length film. But, I mean, that's just the production. That doesn't go into take into account all the pre-production and all the post-production, which take another year. Being extremely organized. So whilst you are shooting, like everything is planned, and then you have a backup plan for the backup plan for the backup plan. You know, like, for example, when we're shooting Made in Malta, we shot that film in late August, the end of August, and it started getting extremely windy there. And I wasn't, because we shot Love to Paradise right in the middle of summer, and it wasn't windy at all. Then shooting the next one, I was dealing with all this wind noise and stuff. Like, that was tough, you know? Mm. And if I didn't have all these alternative locations where I could shoot certain things, you know, then, you know, I'd have problems. You just need to manage those things.
Do you get any financial assistance, such as grants for such projects?
Both these films were not granted by any funding bodies. They were through private equity. But in the future, I hope so, yeah.
So you had to travel to Malta with a crew to film Made in Malta, and your first film. Was it a big crew or rather
a small crew? No, it was quite a small crew for both the films, actually. A couple of them were, like, for example, my executive producer, Nicolo. He lives in Italy. He's Italian. And we actually went to film school together and made a lot of short films together. And then, like, you know, I flew him to Malta with me, you know, to make this movie. And then we had some local crew as well from Malta as well. But I didn't bring anyone from Australia.
How do you find the actors?
The acting is just through the normal casting process. Like, I went to Los Angeles before both films to cast. And, you know, I'd hold, you know, casting sessions for actors. And, they'd come in, they'd read. And then I'd have to negotiate with their agents on the film, yeah, and if they wanted to take on the job. Mm. Yeah, also I was quite lucky with On Love to Paradise because my main actress, Marissa, she was living in Malta at the time as well because she had done another film in Malta called Assassin's Creed, which is a big Hollywood film, and she happened to be living in Malta and was perfect for the role as well, so that worked out well for us.
Is it possible, like, in future, you use actors living in Malta?
Absolutely. I'd love to. But see, both these films are both two-handed romances. I mean, there's a couple of other actors in the movie, but it's predominantly these two-handed sort of romances. And a reason for that, while they serve my story, it's also a decision that I make as a filmmaker, as a writer, as a producer as well, because the less actors I have, obviously, the cheaper it is for me to do. But what becomes extremely challenging as a storyteller is that, you know, you need to compel an audience for a feature-length film with only a couple of characters. And that part, you know, I've been writing, as I said, for a long time, and I've been writing screenplays now for 10 years, and it's taken me that long to be able to write something where I can have a story with only a couple of actors and have it, you know, compelling enough to engage an audience for the whole length of time. Future films are not going to be like that, you know, because I'm going to have more money. And with these two was very much a budgetary decision as well. But I don't think that it hindered on the storytelling at all, because of, you know, everything is like the whole story is built around that anyway. So it doesn't feel like we're cutting corners on the story.
Dak kien Julian Gallia, direttur tal-films Made in Malta u Love to Paradise, li kellimna dwar it-trobija tiegħu f'Sydney, familja Maltija u l-interess tiegħu f'Malta u l-industrija tal-films.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.